Week 6 of the high school football season. Talk with Todd Shiflett, head coach at King City. His team gets ready for a big matchup with Pattonsburg this weekend. Coach, first off, looking back to last week, you guys go in and take care of business against Princeton. Tell me about that win and what you like from your team on Friday.
I was really pleased with how we came out and how we executed. We had put a little more emphasis on running the ball this past week, and I think it showed just in kind of how we executed the game plan. We ran for, I don't know, it was like over 300 yards or something, and most of our offensive production came on the ground. So, really just kind of focusing on getting that ground game up and running. Defensively, I thought we did a great job. We really keyed their quarterback now. He'd moved from running back to quarterback, and he's kind of their main threat. So, did a good job of keeping him in check. We let a few passes get over the top, but those are things that we're going to have to clean up before next week against Pattonsburg.
Offensively, you guys are performing at a really high clip. Anytime you score 72 points is really good. You'd scored 90 the week before. When you guys have been at your best offensively, what does that look like?
Yeah, and it's a balanced attack is where we really try to find our most success. We were not as balanced this past week just because we were trying to get the run game going. But when we're at our best, it's really hard to predict whether we're going to throw it or whether we're going to run it. We have the ability to be dynamic like that, and that's something that, not every high school team has. So we're really fortunate in that regard right now.
Maybe it's tough to nitpick when you're 5-0, and you've got five dominant wins to boot, but what's the one or two things you still want to see from the guys, going forward?
I think it's a good time to nitpick when you're 5-0, because we get an opportunity and we get into some situations where we're able to practice some things in a less kind of stressful environment, if that makes sense. Some areas that we really need to kind of shore up, again, that run game for us offensively. And then, defensively, we haven't seen like a super pass heavy team like we're going to see in Pattonsburg. So, getting our DBs to, stay locked on, keep their eyes out of the backfield, quit peeking, things like that. Those are things that we're really going to have to focus on this week. I've felt like, we've talked about playing to a standard, and we want other teams to kind of play up to, the standard that we've set. And we just got to, we got to keep that trend going.
Yeah, so now looking to Friday night, you mentioned, Pattonsburg, it's no secret what they want to do. They've done it for years in terms of throwing the ball over the yard and putting up a lot of points. I guess just speak to the matchup and the challenges that going against their style creates.
Man, there are athletes all over the field over there for those guys. They've got several dudes who can catch it. They got a dude who can sling it. We're going to have to, match them up man for man. It's going to be a big Jimmy's and Joe's battle on Friday. I think if we can get the right matchups defensively and try to get some pressure on the quarterback and, do those types of things, then we can be successful. But yeah, it's going to be a good one for sure.
I guess I'm just kind of guessing from their perspective, but it seems like, they want that game to be a shootout. They would be comfortable in that kind of game. Are you go into this anticipating a shootout?
Trevor, it's interesting. It could be high scoring. I've also seen, two high scoring offenses, play in a state championship game several years ago. And the final was, 14-12 or something like that, So, I don't really know what to expect. I know they can score points. I know we can score points. But we've really, been hanging our hat, defensively on being aggressive and coming out and trying to stop people. And I've got confidence in our boys that they're going to be able to do the job that we asked them to do and, see if we can have success with that.
What would you say is priority number one on Friday night?
Priority number one would be we're trying to get a win, trying to go 1-0. We talk a lot about winning the day, and that starts with, winning each rep. We talk about, Murphy's law, bad things are going to happen. If it can go wrong, it will go wrong. Murphy's going to show up, and they're going to, they're going to have plays. They got dudes that can make plays. We got to be prepared mentally to overcome situations where, maybe they have a great play or maybe they score a touchdown, and we got to just jump right back in there and play the next play.
That's Todd Shiflett, head football coach at King City. Coach, appreciate the time today, and we wish you the best on Friday.
Thanks, Trevor.